America stands with Israel, Republican leaders offer prayers amid Hamas terrorist attacks. By Amy Furr on October 7, 2023. Republican leaders offered prayers Saturday amid terrorist attacks on Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. America stands with Israel. I strongly condemn the latest Hamas terrorist attacks and support Israel's right to self-defense. My thoughts and prayers are with the innocent Israeli victims and their families. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, wrote in a social media post early Saturday. He was joined by fellow Republicans, including Senator Rand Paul, RKY, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, R, and Senator Mike Lee, RUT. According to Breitbart News, Hamas launched the terror attack upon Israel by firing thousands of rockets into Israel and infiltrating its territory by land, air, and sea. Responding to the surprise attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared that the nation is at war and the terrorists will pay a price it has never known before. Thus far, the attacks in Israel have reportedly left 250 people dead and 1,500 wounded. Hamas claims it has captured Israel Defense Force soldiers and civilians during its assault on Israeli border towns outside Gaza. Israel's military response, Operation Sword of Iron, has led to the deaths of 198 Palestinians and 1,610 people injured. It is important to note the assault happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday called the assault on Israel a disgrace, adding that Israel has every right to defend itself with overwhelming force. Sadly, American taxpayer dollars helped fund these attacks, which many reports are saying came from the Biden administration, he said. We brought so much peace to the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, only to see Biden whittle it away at a far more rapid pace than anyone thought possible. Here we go again, Trump concluded.